Hey, this is Wes, and I wanted to talk about why we decide not to do or not to have certain features in Schedulefly, even though we could. And the phrase, just because you can doesn't mean you should, is a good one, and it's really hard with technology and software because you can add just about anything. I mean, you can add every rule under the sun to help people restrict certain things from happening or sort of make things go in a certain flow, and or you can leave them out and let human logic still have to be applied. And so really it boils down to, should we leave that for humans to have to make that decision on, or should the software do it for them? And it's a fine line. And really everything we offer right now to date is does either replace and or make something that humans used to have to do easier, but we had to stop at some point. I mean, otherwise it would be a pain to get started. I mean, we'd have to configure so much stuff and turn on or off certain settings, and it would just be it'd be very complicated and maybe even confusing on how the system works best. So we've decided to leave a lot of that out. So I was going to use a few examples of things that could be done, but just because we can doesn't mean we should, and we haven't. And one is having the software automatically create a schedule. This doesn't come up really anymore. I think in the early days of scheduling software going online, and you know, the scheduling software has been around for a long, long time, maybe not before it was online. And for some industries, it makes more sense. And I know there are solutions that offer quote unquote auto scheduling, and it'll take into account, you know, availability and maybe seniority of the staff, maybe sales numbers, who sells more, who does more business. I think it's pretty common in retail, you know, for people that are certain hours of the day at a retail store, they need their top sellers, their best salespeople, and so it spits out some schedule based on sales forecasts and their numbers and a lot of stuff. Ironically, I remember actually talking to somebody years ago when this was more of a possibility, that worked at a retail place, and they said that the schedule would get spit out like that, and it was always terrible. Nobody was happy with their schedule, and it changed like crazy. They would get nothing that they needed. It was just based on what the business and the software thought they should have. And so with restaurants, especially the kinds of restaurants that we serve, a lot of them, and the kind of restaurant that I worked at and the whole reason Schedulefly was created, there were a lot of things, variables that a human needed to be a part of. The weather is a big one. The weather could change depending on what kind of restaurant it is. If they've got 80% of their seating outside on Friday night, they go from needing a lot of people to needing not many, because the weather just kind of wrecked it. Weather's never correct. Forecasting weather is a tough job. So humans need that. That's one. People working together. You got so-and-so's dating so-and-so, and things are going great, and when they work together, they give great service, and it's awesome. Now they just broke up, and they hate each other. I can't schedule them both on Friday night because there'll be distractions that are going to cause bad service. It's things like that. Humans have to get involved. So we've sort of leaned towards, let's help as much as we can, but let's leave it flexible enough for humans to make some decisions, and know that the best schedules are going to come out when all these human-related things are considered. So that's something we won't do. We don't do, and we never will. But we could. Another one that's more frequently brought up now is when a restaurant needs to restrict their employees from clocking in before their shift starts. So most restaurants use a POS system. You see those touchscreen systems behind the bar or at the hostess stand. And when you come in to work, you clock in on that system. Well, those systems can and do integrate with systems like ours. We don't provide it, but it can be done, where it could check the schedule and make sure that Wes is working when he tries to clock in, or he's scheduled for that time. So it's a big problem when there are multiple, dozens or hundreds of employees at multiple locations. So you get people clocking in 5 minutes early, lots of them. It becomes a big deal. Costly, I get it. And for most of our customers, it's not an issue that can't be solved otherwise. So humans can get involved and talk to their staff and, you know, basically set rules. The software's not doing it, they're doing it. And we leave it to that. So the ones that where that's a real big problem generally aren't suited for anyway. So adding it to try and solve that problem for them, there's a lot that has to happen. And there are also things, there are side effects from software enforcing and restricting stuff, because things have, there are occasions where they might need to be clocking in early. Software doesn't let them, and now they need to override it somehow. I mean, there's occasions where, you know, you have your staff coming in at 11 for lunch, and last minute you get a reservation of 25 people right at 11. Things got to get started a little sooner. You know, things come up, so there would need to be a way to override it, or otherwise, even worse, manually keep track of people that came in before their shift, and we got to pay them for 30 minutes that they weren't scheduled for, all that. So we just don't do it. Basically, by not doing some of these things, the way that we look at it is we are making decisions for the customer. Now, if they're not the right decisions, if there's too many that aren't right, then we just aren't right. But like a restaurant with a one-page menu that has narrowed it down to items that can fit on one page, they're making decisions for you. And a lot of people like that. I like that. There are so many decisions I have to make in my life that if I go out to eat, it's nice if it's not overwhelming. First of all, I'm starving. I got so many things. It's almost stressful to try and decide what I'm going to order. They've made it easier. They've said, we're going to offer these three things. I've talked about this before, but I like that. We're kind of in that, on that side of it, where we've made some decisions for them by eliminating things. If we tried to serve everyone, just like a restaurant that has a gigantic menu for anyone that ever walked in the door, while more people might walk in the door, it's probably, I'd argue that the quality is not as good. I'd argue that the items aren't as good. The dinner's not as good. You know, pick one way or the other, you know. When you go into the place that's got the one-page menu, you probably get better service, too. There's just less that they offer. The staff are more knowledgeable about what they do offer. They've seen it, tasted it. You say, hey, what's good? And they literally say anything. Like, put on a blindfold and throw a dart. You're going to like it. That's awesome. Versus, well, I don't even look at those two pages. You know, like, anyway, you get the picture. Sorry to ramble about it, but just because we can doesn't mean we should. I love that phrase, and it's why we've ended up with what we've ended up with. I like not having too many settings, not having too much configuration, not making it confusing on how the system's going to work the best. Well, what if we turn this on and this off? Will things work better for us? No, here's how it works. A couple of settings, and you're off. All right, thanks for listening. Have a great day.